Good day, Australia. You're tuned into the weekly insurance news wrap with me, your host, Paige Estratore, representing Financial Services Online, your reliable source for all your personal and business insurance needs. We begin today's edition with a significant victory for an Australian tourist. Cast back to May 11th, when a 74-year-old tourist endured a dreadful ordeal in Thailand. Facing the complications of necrotizing pancreatitis and heart failure, he found himself in desperate circumstances. His family, unsettled due to his deteriorating condition, arranged for an air evacuation to Australia, a complex feat in itself. However, in a twist, the case took a turn for the worse post-evacuation. The tourist's family had to square off against Lloyd's Insurance when they found out their $195,223 claim for the air ambulance wasn't greeted warmly. Lloyd's contested the claim on the basis of a lack of pre-approval for the air evacuation and suggested the tourist showed improvements in his health. Stories like this one can leave us all feeling increasingly vulnerable, especially in today's international climate, where rapid medical repatriation may become a necessity. Insurance is designed to be our safety net, our shield, in these challenging times. Taking center stage in this dispute was the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFSCA, an independent body entrusted to solve disputes of this nature. It's worth noting, the AFCA didn't just sit back and mull over the figures under deliberation. Carefully considering the crucial medical documents and comprehending the urgency of repatriation, AFSCA ruled empathetically towards the side of the traveler. In a move that reinforces Australia's commitment to its citizens, AFSCA dismissed the cost-saving arguments and directed Lloyd's to honor the full claim. In essence, this ruling has reset a precedent, a crucial reminder to all insurers about their fundamental duty to protect policyholders, especially in emergencies. Suffice it to say, this landmark decision instills both reassurance and trust in our systems for consumers nationwide. Insurance isn't just about premiums and claims, it's about protecting those we care for when they need it the most. That wraps up this week's notable news. Tune in next week for more insights on insurance matters that impact both consumers and businesses alike here in Australia. For all your insurance needs, you know where to head. Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. Keep informed, stay insured, and take care, Australia.